Good morning. Here in eastern New York and New England, we find ourselves still on the northeasternmost fringe of the effects of an upper-level disturbance that is spinning across the Ohio Valley near Cincinnati. The fringe effects include a lot of clouds, a passing sprinkle, or maybe even a rain shower, and temperatures mainly in the upper 40s and lower 50s. A persistent onshore fetch is bringing in the cloud cover, although a northerly component to the breeze over the last few days has been undercutting that moisture and keeping it mainly dry. Still, there is the chance of a few showers, especially across southern New England, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the Catskills, and the Mohawk Valley through the morning and into the afternoon. The best chance for dry weather today, and perhaps even a little bit of sunshine, will be north of I-90, especially across the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont. In these locations, temperatures should reach the mid-60s, but with more clouds to the south, upper 50s and lower 60s will be it for afternoon highs. With that system moving very little over the next couple of days, it looks like we'll manage to squeeze out some dry weather over the weekend. However, we will push some showers through from time to time as well. Tonight, with mostly cloudy skies and a few showers, lows will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And we'll still expect mostly cloudy skies for both weekend days, but only scattered showers passing through from time to time, with highs in the lower 60s tomorrow and back to the mid-60s on Sunday. Finally, by late in the weekend and early next week, this system will be on the move back through the Great Lakes and across southern Canada toward the Canadian Maritimes. On this track, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers on Monday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s, before we dry it out even more for the midweek period next week, and with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread showers and thunderstorms will continue over much of the Mid-Atlantic and Ohio Valley regions into the weekend. That large upper-level low will spin over the Ohio Valley, which will keep a surface front extending southward along the eastern seaboard. As the weekend progresses, portions of the front will occlude over the central Appalachians and into the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. This area will likely have a higher rainfall amount as deep Atlantic moisture wraps northwestward into the system. The threat for flash flooding will persist through Sunday morning, and flood watches have been issued for southern Michigan. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on rapidly intensifying Hurricane Matthew, located about 535 miles east-southeast of Kingston, Jamaica. Matthew's moving toward the west near 14 miles per hour, and this general motion with a decrease in forward speed is forecast through tomorrow. A turn toward the northwest is expected Saturday night or Sunday. Maximum sustained winds are near 100 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Matthew could become a major hurricane later today or tonight. The estimated minimum central pressure is 979 millibars, or 28.91 inches. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 42, 64% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.44 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Hanholz Ranch, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with showers in the lower 60s. Boston, cloudy, breezy, a chance of showers near 60. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature, 59 degrees, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.12 inches for the month, and 1.06 below normal, and 25.57 inches for the year, which is 3.76 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low 45. the record high 88 set in 1905 and the record low 28 in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:37 p.m., 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers likely today, also areas of drizzle possible with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers likely today, also areas of drizzle with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Sunday, mostly cloudy with a few passing showers from time to time, lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Monday, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s Tuesday. Mostly sunny, near 70 Wednesday. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.